Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And you turn it on, the radio or your app, and you'll listen to it. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you. It is midweek. We are Wednesday, so we say WTW on this day. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. It just happens to be the 23rd of February. Whipping through the month, aren't we, as we make our way to Carnival weekend. I tell you what, looking at some of the entertainment, some of the things on this day in the world of entertainment, and we're going back a bit, but I tell you what's quite a bit happening in the world of classical music on this day. If we go back to 1685, later British Baroque composer George Frederick Handel was born. He spent the bulk of his career in London, becoming well known for his operas, oratorios, anthems, and organ concertos. His works include The Messiah, Water Music, and Music for Royal Fireworks. Must admit, one of my favourites. 1732, Handel's oratorio is performed for the first time in Britain. And we have got Joseph Haydn in 1792. Joseph Haydn's 94th Symphony in G was premiered. And if we come on to 1886, Tchaikovsky's Symphony, Manfred, was premiered as well. Manfred. They named a group after him, didn't they?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, that's the boss, of course, Bruce Springsteen, and Dancing in the Dark. It's hard to believe, gosh, 1984 was when that was released. And I tell you what, just as good today as it was on the first day it came onto the market. Before that was Quarter Flash and Take Me to Heart. And the time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 10.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we're on 89.3, of course, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I'm going to be with you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you can hang around for as long as possible. Keep me company. It's not a one-way street, you know. I've got an interesting morning lined up for you. It is Wednesday. We'll be chatting about the movies with Andreas Clementi. In the 9 o'clock hour today, we've got His Excellency the Ambassador from the UK here today.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, The word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
That's it, yes, Oasis and Wonderwall. Produced by Noel Gallagher of the band and Owen Morris for the band's second studio album, which was called What's My Story, Morning Glory, released back, say, 1995. Now, according to Gallagher, Wonderwall describes an imaginary friend who's going to come and save you from yourself. I could do with quite a few of those, to be quite honest. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this. It is that time. We are 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. You are listening to the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I think, just the water. There we go. I think I got a good one for you in the shower this morning. It's to get you leaping around in there. I love this song. Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Israel, mi lo no lo sé, hambre nami, zungani shila na. Jerusalem, Israel, mi lo no lo sé, hambre nami, zungani shila. Da oya mi, ai kola na, buso wa mi, au kola na, fulana. Y lo no lo sé. Tú amename. Ya voy a mí. Ay, fulana. Buso a mí. Aún fulana. Y lo no lo sé.
Oh, if you could only see me jumping around the studio to that one. How'd you get out of the shower? On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning, 20 minutes right now after 6 o'clock we are. 5 minute shower for you, really, wasn't it? And that was Harusalema. I remember the first time I came across that. It was purely by chance. I was sort of having a little rummage, as I do, around YouTube. And came across this, because Jerusalem is a song by South African DJ and record producer Master KG, featuring South African vocalist Nom Sebo. The gospel-influenced song was initially released, that was what, November 2019, after it garnered positive response online, with a music video, you see. Following on 21st December, it was later included on Master KG's second album. But I remember that dancing on that video. It was a village in Africa, and there were these guys and girls getting up, and they were sort of having their sitting down all sorts of places, having their lunch with their plates, and they just got up and started dancing with dinner plates and all. There we go, that's it, the show. Right, moving on to this.
For the record, we never broke up, we just took a 14-year vacation.
How many married couples have said that? Tequila Sunrise from the Eagles.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. They said goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on a dream he planned to try. Days go by. When the sun goes down, just another lonely boy in town, and she's out running round. She wasn't just another woman. a hollow feeling when it comes down to feeling friends. Never ends. Shot of courage. Wonder why the right words never come. You just get numb. It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same. Another frame.
Absolutely brilliant, just, it comes off of the Hell Freezes Over album, and I remember watching it. It was an MTV special, and they did all that. Absolutely amazing. Breakfast show time. Let's take a look. 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. WTW Boys and Girls, if you just joined us, welcome to Wednesday.
Well, there's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half a day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough now. I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live, but you just take more than you give. Well, there's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dreams walk in and that thing never stop. Well, she's not too proud. She cry out loud. She runs to the street and she screams.
That is Moving Pictures. This was called What About Me?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There they go, that's the Disco Boys, sounding suspiciously like Disco Girls there, actually. It's called Round the World, the Daz Remix. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3 Call FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. The time is half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
Escucha Call FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a light, it's a step, it's a knee, it's a bliss.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Díaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeedy, and WTW boys and girls just sat down to join us, perhaps having breakfast. Well, good morning to you. I'm going to be here till 10. keep you entertained. Let's take a look at some of the local news headlines. We'll be looking at these in more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. 932 new infections from COVID-19 and 4 deaths from the disease were registered yesterday, revealed in the epidemiological report from the Ministry of Health. 3 deaths also from previous dates were updated. With these new figures, the accumulated number of deaths has now risen to 8,036. To detect the new cases, 10,122 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 9.2%. The ministry report indicates that there are 9,152 active cases now. There's a number which is coming down, happily, of which 8,880 are in home isolation, 272 hospitalised. Now, those in isolation divided into 8,845 at home, 35 in the hospital hotels. And those hospitalised, we've got 221 in the wards and 51 who remain in the intensive care units. The Ministry of Health confirmed that the Get Vaccinated in Your Neighbourhood strategy will be developed in the 15 health regions as part of the actions to immunise more people against COVID-19. This plan to move the health teams into the communities to continue with immunisation began last week in the capital. And it says here, health authorities also reported that the programme of visits to public institutions to apply the doses against COVID-19 was completed. 16,251 doses were administered to public servants and a total of 91 of the institutions were visited. The President of the Labour Health and Social Development Commission of the National Assembly, Daniel Ramos, announced that within 15 days, the discussion of the bills related to the issue of drug shortages could begin. What corresponds, it says here, you must talk to the executive, listen to businessmen, everyone, but recognising that there is a problem to solve, said Ramos. Monday, the Presidency of the Republic installed the technical work table to solve the shortage of medicines, which is under the coordination of the Vice President, José Gabriel Carrios. While you're looking at that, do us a favour, will you? Have a look at the prices as well. Why are we paying so much here in Panama compared to other countries like Colombia and Mexico for our medicines? Take a look at that as well, please. A request to start the process of revoking the mandate of the capital's mayor, José Luis Fábrega, was presented on the morning of Tuesday before the Tribunal Electoral. It is for the Tribunal Electoral to evaluate and approve the collection of signatures, explained the lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz. It is to revoke Mayor Fábrega's mandate based on the constant questioning of his administration and lack of transparency, lack of citizen consultation and budget management, he said. Now, if approved by the Tribunal Electoral, there would be a period of 120 days to collect a little more than 160,000 signatures, was indicated by Mr. Ramos. Now, to call the recall consultation, 30% of the list of the last election must be collected, in this case, the 2019 elections. And on a similar vein, the approval of the Municipal Council of Panama of Agreement No. 24 of the 15th of February, by which the mayor of the capital city, José Luis Fábrega, is authorised to call a public tender for the construction of a new seafood market in the Corregimiento of Caledonia, is described by the Urban Citizen Network of Panama, this is Red Cooper, as a new disappointment. Red Cooper, an organisation made up of several communities in the district of Panama, stated that there are several reasons for rejecting this $43 million project. Those funds will come from the decentralisation budget, despite the fact that the capital's municipality will receive $30 million less than what was budgeted in this line due to the drop in tax income. And it's like a little bit like, remember, he's going to build the beaches. He's going to do the beaches along the front. Now, to me, perfectly, that's an absolutely wonderful idea. But you need to do that kind of thing, really, when you've got a bit of surplus. Because, you know, we've got many other things that we need to spend money on, more for the good of the people. The former Minister of Social Development, by the way, Guillermo Ferrofino, and his wife, Milenia Vallarino de Ferrofino, were sentenced to 6 years in prison for the crime of unjustified enrichment. This was reported on Tuesday by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office. The sentence was issued by the Third Liquidator Court for criminal cases. Now, according to the prosecution, the spouses could not justify assets of $2,288,000. The Supreme Court of Justice declared the unconstitutionality claim filed by lawyer Carlos Carrillo on behalf of the former President Ricardo Martinelli against the decision of the 4th of July of 2018 by then Magistrate Jeronimo Mejia as Judge of Guarantees, who rejected a nullity incident due to the lack of imputation in the process that followed the former president in the case of wiretapping. The information is contained in an edict which was posted at the headquarters of the Secretary of the Court, and as a legal basis to support this decision, Articles 2559 and 2560 were used, detailing the requirements for the admission of a claim of unconstitutionality. And Latin America and the Caribbean will continue to be a growth center for the airline industry. Studies by the Boeing company indicate that in the next 20 years, the airlines operating in this region will need, wait for it, 2,610 new single-aisle aircraft, such as the 737. And therefore, the hiring of commercial pilots will increase. And they project a demand of 117,000 pilots until 2039. Still a way to go yet. Panama, of course, being an air hub, is part of that trend. Copa Airlines, a company that operated an average of 87% the flights of from Tocumen International Airport at the end of December 2021, will require, they say here, more than 300 new pilots this year. And lastly, 13 people were arrested for their alleged links with a criminal organization dedicated to the crimes of robbery, deprivation of liberty, and homicide to the detriment of trucking service drivers. It says the apprehensions occurred as part of Operation Border Carriage F1, carried out in the provinces of Panama and Chiriquí. It does say here that Azucena Aziporua, prosecutor of the 4th Section of Crimes Against Economic Patrimony, said that these people used as a modus operandi the contracting of hauling services to dispossess their victims of their trucks, which they took to Chiriquí and then to Costa Rica. The authorities report that among those arrested, there are 5 for crimes of homicide, 7 for robbery and deprivation of liberty, and 1 for drug-related charges. And that's it. See, fair bit to get through, but those are sort of the headlines of what we're going to be looking at later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
There we go, that's the Bangles in your room. And you are listening to The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 16 and a half minutes already before the hour of 7 o'clock. We've got lined up for you this morning. It is Wednesday. Yes, I had to think for a minute. Senior moment. It is Wednesday. And so we talk movies with Andreas Clementi. Not sure, I think he might have told us last week what he was going to watch, but I can't remember. Can't remember what happened yesterday, let alone anything else. So as soon as I got that, I'll tell you. So Andreas will be with us. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. In the last hour of this morning's programme, we have the ambassador from the United Kingdom to the Republic of Panama. His Excellency Tim Stew will be with us. Be talking about his visit. He's been here about 6 months now, so we're going to find out what he thinks. He's a diplomat. Of course it'll be good. So, yes, Tim Stew will be joining us in the last hour this morning. Also, of course, Her Majesty, yes, Her Majesty the Queen, has got COVID. Kept it away from her for all this time, and she has got it. She had to cut back on her duties yesterday. I mean, God, for example, she's 95 years of age, and she's still going strong. Me? Nowhere near that age and still going strong. Only just so. 15 before the hour of 7 o'clock, Starpoint on this morning's Breakfast Show with this one. This is called Breakout.
Just leave all the worries behind.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, with the Pointer Sisters, and Should I Do It? A life lesson was learnt this morning. You know, we can take things for granted, don't we? But every morning, sort of 5 o'clock when I get up, I have my shower, come in, I sort of wind up the studio. and run all the programs up, and then I go off and get all the sort of international news, things like that, ready for the morning. And this morning took me a little bit longer than normal to sort out the international news and international business news. And I looked at the time, it's coming up towards the top of the hour, about 5 or 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. So I thought, oh no, I'll just start up. Which is, you know, never a problem. And I thought, I'll just start the program up, won't check in. I thought, oh no, let me just run the programs. And it just so happened, for the first time, for some strange reason, the program I have on one, because we're operating here with two computers, not laptops, the big ones. And one of the programs, which has all the sound bites and everything else on one of the computers, when you push the button, it didn't do anything. It just died on you. And that would have been very difficult starting the program. And I sort of panicked. I shut the program down, started it up again, and it still wouldn't work. So I had to shut the whole computer down and run it back up again with just a few minutes to go before the start of the show. And luckily, when it all came back up, the programs decided to work. But I thought to myself, you see, now if I had just started the program and, it would have been a bit of a disaster. It's normally a disaster, I hear you say. Oh, come on. The Pet Shop Boys together with Dusty Springfield. I think this is about right. What have I done to deserve this? We're about 4.5 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll take a look at some of those international news headlines at the top of the hour.
How am I gonna get through?
I've always enjoyed that one. I love Dusty Springfield. And there she is with the Pet Shop Boys. What have I done to deserve this? They actually really revitalized her career for her back then. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, before we get to the top of the hour, I was looking at my Senior Moments calendar, and there's a couple of things from days past. And there's one here I sort of rather like this. It says, it's paradoxical that the idea of living a long life appeals to everyone, but the idea of getting older doesn't appeal to anyone. How true is that? Time, 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices, they're located in Juan Diaz, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @Alorica Panama.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. We're just a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. Great to be with you. WTW, boys and girls, if you've just joined us, welcome to Wednesday, the 23rd of February. Some of the international news for you this morning. Needless to say, Ukraine's at the top of the list. The United States and its allies sought to step up sanctions pressure on Russia on Wednesday over the deployment of troops in separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. In one of the worst security crises in Europe in decades, the Ukrainian military said one soldier had been killed and six wounded in increased shelling by pro-Russian separatists using heavy artillery, mortars, bombs and Grad rocket systems in the two breakaway regions over the previous 24 hours. A first limited round of European Union sanctions on Russia is set to take effect by 1400 hours GMT today, Wednesday, a senior EU diplomat said after foreign ministers agreed in principle on Tuesday to blacklist more politicians and target bond trading. President Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday that Russia was always open to diplomacy, but put its own national security interests first and would continue to strengthen its military in the face of what he called a difficult international situation. Putin, speaking in a video statement released to coincide with the annual Defender of the Fatherland Day, did not mention his standoff with the West over Ukraine, which has seen Western sanctions imposed on Russia after he decided to recognize the independence of two breakaway Ukrainian regions. And Ukraine on Wednesday has started conscripting reservists aged 18 to 60 following a decree by President Volodymyr Zelensky, the armed forces said in a statement. Now, the maximum service period is 1 year, and Zelensky on Tuesday said that he was introducing the conscription of reservists but ruled out a general mobilization after Russia announced it was moving troops into eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's parliament on Wednesday voted to approve in the first reading a draft law which gives permission to Ukrainians to carry firearms and act in self-defense. The adoption of this law is fully in the interests of the state and society, the authors of the draft law said in a note, adding that the law was needed due to existing threats and dangers for the citizens of Ukraine. Talks in Vienna on reviving a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers have reached a sensitive point, and Western countries should take a realistic approach to settle remaining matters, Iran's foreign minister said on Wednesday. Nuclear talks in Vienna are reaching a sensitive and important point, Hosseini Amirabuladunihan said during a news conference with his Omani counterpart in Tehran. Chinese authorities have launched a criminal investigation of 9 people in connection with a woman who appeared chained by the neck in a video on social media that went viral and sparked a public outcry, state media reported on Wednesday. Well, the video, which surfaced in late January, showed the woman in an apparently confused state in an eastern province of Jiangsu and was seen by millions stirring debate over the treatment of women and issues including the trafficking of brides. Dutch police ended a hostage taking in an Apple flagship store in Amsterdam after a man armed with 2 guns held at least one person hostage for hours, police said on Wednesday. Well, police arrested the suspected hostage taker, a 27-year-old man from Amsterdam, after he ran out of the building at the central Leidseplein Square shortly after 10:30 p.m. Taiwan is not Ukraine and has always been an inalienable part of China, China's foreign ministry said on Wednesday as Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen called for the island to beef up its vigilance on military activities in response to the crisis. The comment came after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson flagged the risk for Taiwan in a warning last week about the damaging worldwide consequences if Western nations fail to fulfill their promises to support Ukraine's independence. Lebanese security forces have foiled plans by militants linked to Islamic State to carry out 3 suicide attacks in Beirut's southern suburbs, the interior minister said on Wednesday. Now, the plans for the attacks involved rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, as well as suicide vests rigged with explosives that would have killed many people, Minister Bassam Mawali said. In a brightly lit classroom in Gaza, in Palestine, a teacher spells out Hebrew words on a whiteboard, followed tentatively by Mahel El-Farah and dozens of other Palestinians hoping to take advantage of an opening up of employment opportunities in Israel. And lastly, spurred on by soaring demand for seafood, a Spanish company plans to open the first commercial octopus farm next year. But as scientists discover more about the enigmatic animals, some warn it could be an ethical and environmental disaster. Did nobody see that movie, that documentary? My Friend the Octopus. If you haven't seen it, look it up, because it was absolutely brilliant. The octopus actually became his friend. Would wait for him when he came to visit. Stone Temple Pilots are now on the Breakfast Show, and the song I Got You.
I got you. Twist.
Go, that is Cher and Love Is in the Groove. We're in the groove here, you know. Oh, definitely. Time to keep you knowing the time. We're 15 and a half minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And let me say a few good mornings. Let me say good morning to Paul. Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. He sent me a little message over earlier on this morning. I'll come to that a little bit later on in the programme. Also to Mary Lou, with us from the start, as she always is, and to Jesus this morning. Good morning to you, Jesus. We're talking about getting old. Well, people, you know, want to live a long life, but nobody wants to get old. Tell me about it. And Jesus says, hi, Jerry. This is from Jesus. Says, people like the idea of living young forever. not for old. Good morning, he says. Thanks for cheering me up. It's an interesting topic because the thing is, young is okay. But I guess the thing is, when you get to sort of, if you like, my time in life, when you can sort of reflect and you think, you know, what you have gone through over all those years. Hindsight is a wonderful thing. I've been very, very fortunate. I've had an extremely good life. And, I've had a good work life. I've had a good personal life. So I'm very, very sort of happy with myself. And the thing is, would I want to start again? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't mind going back and doing what I did all over again because I know what the outcome would be. Because as you're going through it, you have no idea. I tell you what, the thing to do is make good memories because when you get older, you have so much to look back on and enjoy. Time on the breakfast show, 17 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we, for today, Wednesday the 23rd of February. Starting off in Costa Rica, as we do. Few showers this morning, by the way, so just before we start, get your paraguas over there. 31 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that will be the thermal sensation. Relative humidity up a little bit from yesterday. They're up at 80% today. As I said, chance for a few showers during the course of this morning and this afternoon and tonight. Do they get any sort of it's always raining over there, isn't it? No chance of raining. Anyway, moving over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 21 degrees being the minimum, 36 degrees is the thermal sensation, and 62, which is very pleasant, relative humidity, not quite so sticky. We're looking at it being partially cloudy for this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. And now, moving up to the metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, 21 degrees the minimum, thermal sensation at 36 degrees Celsius, relative humidity, very nice, 63%. Mind you, it was down about 53 yesterday, but 63% is fine. Partially cloudy this morning. Chance for a few showers here in the metropolitan area in the afternoon, but it'll be back to partially cloudy tonight. Looking out at the Gulf of Panama. Gosh, there'll be some gin palaces disappearing this weekend, won't there? Going out to the islands. What have we got for today, though? 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, is what they've got today. 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, thermal sensation, rather nice. Relative humidity at 70%. Clear this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving on to, maritime conditions for today. Let's start with the tides, as we like to. And the Pacific low tide, that was at 2:19 this morning. That was 0.27 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 8:19 this morning, 4.18 metres. Low tide again, 2:34 in the afternoon at 0.52 of a metre. The last high tide, 8:39 tonight, 4.36 meters. On the Caribbean, let's take a look, see what we've got. We've got a full set over there as well. We've got high tide, that was at 6:05 this morning, 0.34 of a meter. Low tide will be at 1:40 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a meter. High tide again, 6:45 tonight at 0.06 of a meter. See, we've gone from minus 0.06 to plus 0.026. And the last low tide, that's at 11:17 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. So there you are. There's the tides for you for this morning. Now, if you're going out onto the water, let's see what we've got for you. The conditions, okay, starting on the Caribbean, we do have a small craft advisory for you this morning, okay? We've got 33 to 38 kilometre winds, and that is coming in from the north-northeast. Waves at 5 feet. If you're boarding, be very cautious. 5 feet waves. All right. The small craft advisory for the morning. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory continues. Waves are going to increase by a foot. They're going to go up to 6 feet. And the wind pretty much about the same. 33 to 36 kilometers an hour. Wind direction still north-northeast. So there, that's on the Caribbean. Moving over to the Pacific coast, we do have a small craft advisory for you for this morning. Wind speed is the main reason for that. We've got 25 to 42 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north during the morning. Waves at 2 feet, so that's the waves aren't too bad. In the afternoon, small craft advisory is still in place. Those winds are picking up. 36 to 50 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northeast. That's going to ruffle my hair up, isn't it? Waves are increasing a foot. They're going to go up to 3 feet. So that's it. There's our look for this morning, this Wednesday morning, at the weather for today. It's called I Hate Myself for Loving You. It comes from Joan Jett, American singer, songwriter, composer, musician, record producer, and actress. Best known for her work as front woman of her band Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's say good morning. Remember, Renee, yesterday we were talking with Feisty Foodie Sarah in the last hour yesterday, while Renee and Rick were on their plane, sitting on the runway, waiting for us to finish the show. Which literally did happen. And anyway, Renee dropped me a morning talking about getting old. She says, good morning. I'm not worried about getting old at the moment. I'm just worried about trying to figure out the hotel coffee maker here in Estados Unidos. I need my coffee. Oh, I'm well up on that one. So, I love that. I'm not worried about getting old at the moment. That's all right for you. Some of us have already got there. Right, let's look at this day in entertainment. If we want to go back to the year 1963 for the 23rd of February, the Chiffons, they released He's So Fine. There we go, that's it. That was released on this day, back in the year 1963, The Chiffons, and He's So Fine. Only lasts, by the way, for a minute and 55 seconds. Because when I was DJing back in the late 60s, 68, 69, that kind of period, and all the records were short, they were all about 2 minutes, or even like that one, less than 2 minutes, or if you're lucky, maximum, you didn't have time to go to the loo. No time to go to the bathroom. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. Do you know that the Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions in the Bayes taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Welcome to
Burlesque. ¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. 29 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. I had to laugh, hey, with this program with the buttons. It wouldn't work first thing this morning before we came on air. Manchester saw that. Now they all sort of go at once, don't they? Never rains, it pours. Let's take a look at some of the international business headlines for today. Global stocks broke a four-day slide on Wednesday, and demand for safe haven assets waned as investors are waiting to see Russian President Vladimir Putin's next move after he sent troops into separatist regions of Ukraine. The initial push to send soldiers to Donetsk and Luhansk this week triggered coordinated yet modest sanctions from Western countries, albeit with the prospect of more to come if Moscow seeks to push further into the country. After chalking up a 3.6% fall last Friday, the MSCI World Index, a leading gauge of equity markets globally, extended gains to trade at 0.3% higher in Europe, helped by broad gains across regional bourses. The FTSE 100 was up 0.7% and the Pan-European Stocks Europe 600 Index rose 1.1%, bolstered by strong company earnings, including from automaker Stellantis. Earlier, MSCI's index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan rose 0.4%. Oil prices stabilised on Wednesday after hitting seven-year highs in the last session as it became clear the first wave of US and European sanctions on Russia for sending troops into eastern Ukraine would not disrupt oil supplies. At the same time, the potential return of more Iranian crude to the market, which Iran and world powers close to reviving a nuclear agreement, also kept a lid on the prices. The United States, the European Union and Britain announced new sanctions on Russia on Tuesday after Moscow's recognition of the two separatist regions in Ukraine as independent entities. Chief among their targets, Russian banks and their ability to operate internationally. Yet the impact of the new sanctions is likely to be minimal. Western governments for now are preferring to keep the much larger sanctions packages that they have planned in reserve should the crisis escalate. And Germany on Tuesday, they halted the Nord Stream 2 Baltic Sea gas pipeline project, designed to double the flow of Russian gas direct to Germany. This was after Russia formally recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine. Europe's most divisive energy project, worth $11 billion, was finished in September, but has stood idle pending certification by Germany and the European Union. Shares of Digital World Acquisition Corp, the blank check company behind former US President Donald Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, rose about 14% on Tuesday as the app topped downloads on Apple's App Store after its launch late on Sunday. Truth Social was downloaded 170,000 times since its launch, according to research firm Apptopia. The app's launch could mark Trump's return to social media after he was banned from Twitter Inc., Facebook, and Google following an attack on the US Capitol by his supporters last year. A London court will on Wednesday begin to hear a lawsuit launched by Nigeria against US bank JP Morgan Chase, claiming more than $1.7 billion for its role in a disputed 2011 oil field deal. The civil suit filed in the English courts in 2017 relates to the purchase by energy majors Shell and Eni of the offshore OPL 245 oil field in Nigeria, which is also the centre of ongoing legal action in Milan. Tesla Inc. plans to extend parts and production at its Shanghai factory to meet growing demand for exports, according to a document it filed with the city government. The automaker will add production workshops, increase the number of workers, and lengthen the time equipment is operational, said the document. And Barclays Bank. Barclays reported a record annual profit for 2021 and returned £2.5 billion to shareholders via dividends and buybacks. As bad loan charges plunged and its investment bank continued its strong recent performance. The British lender on Wednesday reported a pre-tax profit of £8.4 billion. That's around about $11.47 billion above analyst expectations and nearly tripled from £3.1 billion a year ago. The bank shares rose 4% in early trading. Now, they make all that money, and they make it with our money, but we don't get anything. That's banks for you. Money raised by newly launched private funds in China plunged 44% in January from a month earlier, latest official data showed, adding to evidence of rapidly shrinking risk appetite amid a slowing economy and rising geopolitical tensions. And that is it. That's a look at some of the international business headlines on this Wednesday morning. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 minutes right now, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. That's the Bugles there, and the video killed the radio star. Not quite. Still here. Won't be long. And we're talking about aging this morning for some strange reason. It's sort of got people going. Mary Lou sent this in to us. She says, not worried about aging. Age is just a number. What matters is how you feel with yourself. I'm a happy camper. so will age, dancing and singing, and I may be getting to 100 or more. My grandma was 99 years and 8 months when she passed. My dad was 92. My mum is still with us, thank God, and she should turn 88 this year. My aunt is 97 and going on. So imagine a crazy hippie like me. Trust me, the voice of experience is coming here. You might want to be singing and dancing when you get older, but sometimes your body won't let you, you know. The old aches and pains start coming in. Sleeping is good, I don't get much of that. Anyway, Mary Lou, thank you so much for that. It's lovely to hear. My mother, by the way, God bless, she passed away, what, 7 years ago now? Yeah, 7 years ago now, in January. And she lived to 92. She had a great life. My father, apparently, he lived to about 92, 93, 91, 92 as well, I think. So that's the 90s. I got a way to go yet. I'm not sure how I will feel then, if I feel like I do now. Mary Lou asked if we could play this for her this morning. Scorpions, No One Like You. There's no doubting that, Mary Lou.
It's been a long time that we've been apart.
There we go. That's the Scorpions and No One Like You. Breakfast show time. We are 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio. A disappointment for you this morning, because normally on Wednesdays, what we do in the 8 o'clock hour, we chat with Andreas about the movies. Unfortunately, he can't make it this morning. He drops a little note saying, I'm sorry, I can't make it this morning, so no problems. I'll just shut down between 8 and 9. Go and have a nap. Don't worry, I've got plenty of music at my fingertips to keep you occupied till then. Jesus, who earlier on this morning came in talking about sort of age, he says, hi Jerry, back then he says that people like the idea of living young forever, but not old. Unfortunately, you don't have much choice, all right? And he just said to me, he says, my dad passed away 2 years ago, age 94. What an amazing age. I wonder if that will apply to me. Well, look in the mirror. And what kind of lifestyle do you have? Those are things to think about. I'm not telling you how old I am. Work it out. I'll give you enough clues when we're on air. If you aren't keeping an eye on the time, we're 13 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Don't forget, joining me in the last hour this morning, the UK ambassador to the Republic of Panama, His Excellency Tim Stew. That's the Police End, da-do-do-do-da-da-da-da. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley dropped me a line. He sent me a link to a piece of music which I don't know, I must admit, but anyway, I managed to find it. And he says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and your faithful listeners. Thanks for the plural. And he goes on to say, what song comes to your mind when you hear this? Well, I haven't heard it before, so let's take a listen. And, well, not just what I think. Does this remind you of any other song? If it does, let me know, and I'll have a think as well while we listen to it. Jazz Holdouts and Diodato. That's it, Diodato by Jazz Holdouts, and doesn't really remind me a bunch at all. Nothing comes to comes to mind. Sounds a bit like there was one I used to know, Train to Nowhere, I think it was. I can't remember the name of the artist now. It's a jazzy sort of track well. I'm just sort of seeing if I can find it. I've got it in the collection. So I've got a lot of Chris Rea. Chris, here we are. It's by Chris Standing, if I remember rightly. And here it is. Here's the track that I was thinking of, which has probably got nothing to do with it, really. But it's a nice track anyway, so I'm going to play it. Chris Standing and Fast Train to Nowhere. That's Chris Stannering. I love his music. Fast Train to Everywhere is what it's called. Did I say Fast Train to Nowhere before? Fast Train to Everywhere is what it's called. And that sort of reminds me of that Deodato track, because it's sort of jazzy as well. But Ashley says, reminds him of Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine. Well, you know how big a fan I am of Joy Crooks. And that didn't come anywhere near my head. But I'm going to play it after the news anyway. Because I love it. Right, that has brought us up towards the top of the hour. Don't forget, we don't have Andreas with us this morning. He can't make it. But we do, in the last hour of this morning's programme, we will be talking with the British ambassador to the Republic of Panama, the UK ambassador to the Republic of Panama, His Excellency Tim Stew. He'll be chatting with us. He's been here for 6 months now, so we're going to find out what he thinks so far. As I mentioned when I said this first thing this morning, don't forget he is a diplomat. And so I'm sure the answers will be as well. Also, what they're going to be doing up there at the British Embassy as well. That's in the last hour of this morning's programme. But as of right now, we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with G, then you got it okay.
Of art. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Cyndi Lauper there in Time After Time. And before that was the Purple Disco Machine, together with Sophie and the Giants. And that was called In the Dark. And I say, that one followed on there, Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time. If you are keeping an eye on the time right now is 25 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, it's Wednesday. It's hump day, hump day, hump day, humpity hump, humpity hump, humpity hump day, and it's travel day. Yes, siree, jereezy, Bob. I'm going to be getting on that airplane. I have a negative COVID test. Woo-hoo! I'm going to get on that plane, and then I'm going to sit right next to somebody. Well, that's called social distancing on a plane. How do you do that? Yeah, well, I can't wait to get to customs, because last time I had not such a good time going through it, especially at Aduana and whatnot. That, you know, you wear your mask, you're trying to stay 6 feet away, but then they S-line you through, and then the worst part is your QR code doesn't work, and they send you over to another table, you get a little piece of paper, and then they send you back into the line. So we'll see what happens this time. Anyways, I'm looking forward to getting home and sleeping in my own bed. Oh, yes, and I'm looking forward to that sweaty, sweaty, hot, humid weather that's going to make me so happy I'm in Panama. Woo-hoo! So happy. All right, well, you all keep washing those hands. You try to keep away from each other. I don't know if I'm going to be successful at that today. Had a wonderful visit here. Went out to dinner last night. It was wonderful. Nice family gathering sort of thing. And my sister's back in town and she's going to be taking me to the airport. Ooh, yay. Too bad her wings don't fly from her arm. She could fly me home. I wish she could. All right. Let's see what else is happening today. Well, I got to finish one more job fixing the irrigation here at my parents. Seems like now that I've become the irrigation expert in Panama, I'm going to be the irrigation expert here too. So I planted a couple of plants. Let's see. Dad, Mom bought 5 crocuses, and I had to dig out the old ones with the help of my sister and Keitha, and then we planted 5 new ones. So, yeah, it's been farmer town here. Lots of stuff. Power washing, cleaning, doing what you need. Digging holes in the yard. Yep, that's what I do. All right, so I'll be glad to get home and do that all over again in my own house. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, it is. It is hump day, and it is travel day, and it'll be... Oh, it'll probably be 10 o'clock before my head hits the pillow tonight and hopefully in another country and safe and sound. You all keep washing those hands. You be safe. And back to you in the studio.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go.
Yeah, I see Ingrid's not the only one traveling today. John Denver there. He's leaving on a jet plane. 29 minutes exactly, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's show. Don't forget, last hour this morning, I'm going to be joined by His Excellency Tim Stew, the UK ambassador to the Republic of Panama. Be talking about his experiences here. He's been here now for 6 months, also what the embassy's doing, what their plans are. And we'll also find out a little bit about the UK news as well. Of course, HM, Her Majesty, is not too well known. She's actually contracted COVID. I wonder where she got it from, because apparently it wasn't Prince Charles. Bad news, sad news in the world of music for today, especially for me, because it was one of the groups that I really grew up with and really, really liked. Gary Brooker, the frontman of the 1960s rock band Procol Harum, has passed away at the age of 76. He was London-born. He was born in Hackney in London. He led the band throughout their 55-year history to co-writing and singing their most famous song, yes, Summer of Love, the 1967's A Whiter Shade of Pale. He was appointed an OBE in 2003, and A Whiter Shade of Pale was honoured by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. He died at his home, sadly, from cancer on Saturday, according to the band's statement. He lit up the room. He entered, and his kindness to a multilingual family of fans was legendary, they wrote in tribute. He was notable for his individuality, integrity, and occasionally stubborn eccentricity. His mordant wit and appetite for the ridiculous made him a priceless raconteur. Booker also, by the way, toured with the likes of Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, played with Sir Paul McCartney, Bill Wyman, George Harrison, the Alan Parsons Project, and many many others. And in fact, in 1996, he did appear alongside Madonna. If you saw the Alan Parker film adaptation of Evita, he was playing the Argentine foreign minister, Juan Attilio Bramuglia. Well, I tell you what, we're going to do three in a row this morning from Procol Harum.
Leaving only Asheville. some angel's haloed brow. You reek of purity. I see your armor-plated breast has long since lost its sheen. And in your left mouth space, there are no signs which can be seen. And though I hope for something to find, I could see no place to unwind. Conquistador, a vulture sits upon your silver sheen. And in your rusty scabbard now, sand has taken seat. And though your jewel-encrusted blade has not been plundered still, the sea has washed across your face and taken of its fill. Though I hope for something to find, I could see no place to unwind. Conquistador, I must pay my respect. Though I came to jeer at you, I leave now with regret. And as the gloom begins to fall, I see there is no, only y'all. Though you came with soul held high, you did not conquer, only
two. We've got three in a row, but I want to talk about the last one before I play it. Two there from Procol Harum, and they're from, both from 1967. Those two, after about released in September of 1967, we started off with Homburg, and then that one, Conquistador. But the one I want to talk about, of course, is one I think is just one of the best records of all time. But a little bit more about Gary Booker. He was just 14 when he formed his first band. They were called the Paramounts, and they were formed when he was at school. Well, after achieving success at local youth clubs and groups, they signed to EMI Records and scored a minor hit with a debut single from the Paramounts called Poison Ivy. It was in January of 1964. The band received major endorsements, though, from the Rolling Stones, who gave them guest billing on several memorable shows in the early 1960s, but none of their subsequent singles troubled the charts at all, and they eventually split up. Booker went on to form Procol Harum in 1966 and released their best-known song the following year, another one from 67. Yep. One of the anthems of the summer of love, of course, it is A Whiter Shade of Pale. It's an unusual song from its really surreal lyrics, things like We Tripped the Light Fandango, to the haunting organ line and the melancholy arrangement, loosely based, believe it or not, on Bach's Air on a G-String. Nonetheless, it became one of the most commercially successful singles of all time, selling more than 10 million copies worldwide. After the first ever Brit Award in 1977, it was named the joint winner, alongside Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of the Best British Pop Single, 1952 to 1977. In 2009, it was named the most played song in the last 75 years by UK radio stations, and a little bit in Panama as well. From the moment that we made it, he said, we knew it was special. And this was in 2017 when he quoted, he says, whenever I played it to anyone, it was just me sitting at the piano, and every person thought that it sounded like a hit. So we honestly believed that it was going to be a hit even before we'd recorded it. Once we had recorded it and had captured that very characteristic sound, a rather haunting sound, we really did think that it was a good one. The band promoted the record by touring with Jimi Hendrix and following it up with a top 10 single, the one we played earlier, Homburg. And then they went on to Conquistador. But this is the classic. Absolute classic, White a Shade of Pale from Procol Harum. And rest in peace, Gary Brooker, and thank you for the memories. Imagine I was, what, 18 at the time when that came out, working as a DJ part-time for Forces Radio Shelter out in the Middle East, and having that to play. Wasn't absolutely brilliant. Going back to earlier on, we had a request from Mary Lou earlier on. It was called No One Like You from the Scorpions, and asked if we could play that for her, which we did. And I had a message from Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. Hope you're still with us. It says, good morning, dear Jerry D. Continuing with Scorpion and following the events in Europe, could you please play... we know it's coming in a classic, Wind of Change by the Scorpions. Keeping on the time, we're 13 before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Change.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go, yes, Dionne Warwick and Heartbreaker. We say, of course, over on the other side of the pond, we say Warwick. Dionne Warwick. Because we do have a town which is spelled exactly the same, W-A-R-W-I-C-K, and we call it Warwick. But then, of course, we're lazy. That's basically what it must be, really, isn't it? Because it makes sense the way that it is said Warwick. Now, I tell you what, just a couple of announcements for you. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back. Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now, you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Diaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlorricaPanama. @AlorricaPanama. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24. La plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/dbo.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, I'm happy to say not quite yet. That is Here Comes the Rain Again from Eurythmics. Chance of a possible shower, though, during the course of this afternoon, if you're unlucky. There we go, Eurythmics. And Here Comes the Rain Again. Time on The Breakfast Show, 22 minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. Looking at the world of entertainment for the year 1974. This was released. Yes, indeed. Columbia Records released Billy Joel's Piano Man.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now, John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say,
There we go, Billy Joel and Piano Man, followed on Evil Ways with Santana. Breakfast Show time. We're just 30 seconds after 30 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock as we make our way up to 10 o'clock. Very happy to introduce a repeat guest to us here in the Breakfast Show studio. His Excellency, Tim Stew, the UK Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. Nice to have you back, Ambassador.
Jerry, thanks for asking me back. It's great to be here. I was just saying it feels like it's 5 minutes. It's not. It's a bit longer, but no, it's great to be here.
But no, I mean, as I was saying, you know, time really does fly by. And the fact we don't have, you know, winter, summer, spring, all these things, you know, it sort of, we just sort of go on a level plane. Anyway, lovely to have you back. You hadn't long arrived when we saw you last.
Yeah, true.
You had a chance to get your feet under the desk and, you know, travel around. What do you think?
It's been great, Jerry. I think, you know, as I have my very first impressions, the place is very, this place is very warm, welcoming. I'm delighted to find our relations between the UK and Panama in such great shape. You know, that we have a long history,
mm-hmm.
and a close one. But I've had a really warm welcome from the government and people wherever I've been. And as you say, I've had a chance to get out and travel around a little bit, not just be in Panama City.
Right, right.
Which has been fantastic.
You've probably done more than I have, because I'm just scared stiff to take my car out of the city, and, you know, because... do you have a driver when you go, or do you drive yourself?
No, I drove myself.
Oh, very good. Yeah, well, you're very brave.
Drove up to Boquete was my favourite trip.
Oh, that is something the wife and I keep from, because we haven't done that for you. Yeah. Since they did the new road, we haven't been there.
Well, the road is terrific and easy, and it's a beautiful drive. And it's even more beautiful when you get there. We were there for the flower festival.
That is quite something.
Yes, it's superb. And obviously went and learned a lot about coffee, which was fascinating, watching all the processing there. But it's just the countryside there and the people, you know, it's so beautiful. It was nice to go and get cool for a bit.
Take a jumper and sit around the fire.
Exactly. actually got too cold a couple of times. It's a novel experience here. But no, just fascinating. Fascinating to see a very proud part of the country, and Cherokee, and rightly so, but also to see the diversity and to understand a bit more this country and how it operates and how it functions. And to get away from the traffic. I think I sort of forgot in a week that we were away, drove back into Panama City on a Friday, and then suddenly remembered, I remember this. Is the traffic.
Well, you see, you arrived and said, because you haven't experienced the full school term yet, have you?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. That's coming shortly.
Oh, yeah, the 7th of March, and all the mums go out and pick up the kids and take them to school, and then you've got all the school buses, and I've been seeing quite a few more school buses around lately, so but we need it. We need to get back. We need to get the education going. In 2 years without schooling, or proper schooling,
it's been shocking, and the cost in terms of education for the kids themselves, but the economic costs in terms of productivity coming up in the years ahead, it's going to be with us for a while.
Oh yeah,
so the quicker that we can get people,
and we're suffering, of course, worldwide with inflation, which doesn't help, because people have been, you know, been in the dumps for a couple of years, lack of money, whatever, and then you come back and we've got rampant inflation. So
absolutely, yeah. You know, there are longer lasting effects. We're working through them, but I think, you know, that's what's driven it in the UK. Is my government obviously has removed all the restrictions and regulations on COVID, because we've got to be learning to live with it.
That's the point. Oh, exactly. And,
you know, we have to be we're lucky in a way that the Omicron variant has been so much milder, and so a lot of people have had it, but without major effects.
In fact, it's been a bit of a benefit, because people that perhaps hadn't had it got it, and luckily enough, it wasn't quite severe. I mean, people that hadn't been vaccinated at all, they had a tough time with it, but if you like, it's helping get people immune. I don't think we'll ever be immune to it.
And we talked, obviously, there was talk in the early days of the virus about herd immunity and whether that was approaching. It sort of happened, hasn't it? I think through Omicron. And of course, we need to be keeping our eyes open, as UK scientists and other scientists have been telling us for other variants, which could be more severe again. But I think now it's a time for people to take care of themselves. You know, the government's done sure. done their jobs sure. around the world, mm-hmm. and now it's for common sense to prevail. If you you know if you do have symptoms, then you self isolate. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about being sensible now.
And of course, Her Majesty has come down with COVID. I was really surprised to hear about that. Because she's really cocooned, isn't she? I mean, she's...
Yes, I mean, she has been, you know, inevitably like any 95-year-old. She's looking after her health and taking mm-hmm. care of herself as best she can. But, you know, we know that, you know, even so, this variant in particular, you know, is transmitted very easily.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, very easily. Yeah.
So no one is immune. It's true. You know, it's all everywhere. But, of course, that is... you touched on another point, which is Her Majesty's...
Jubilee.
70th
yeah.
Jubilee.
Incredible, isn't
Jubilee.
It?
Well, if you think back to, you know, what did Panama look like in 1952? And how does it look now? Well, that's not her lifetime, but that is her time on the throne. It's an incredible period.
I tell you what, I mean, I can tell you, I didn't come here until 1993, and the difference between then and now is incredible.
It really
it really is. But yeah, you see, I was talking with Christina, the good lady, the day, and I said, you know, I'm going to bore my eyes out because I've known nothing else. Mm. She's like my grandmother, you know, well, my mother, to be perfectly honest, with that age.
Yeah.
But I've known nothing else. You know, yeah. I was when she came to the throne, what, 1952?
Two.
I was 3 years of age.
Right.
You know, and so she's always been
always
there.
Been it, yeah.
She's been this tremendous strength to the country.
Yeah.
I mean, this stabilizing. I mean, she doesn't have political input, but just being there, this stability, if you like, it gives you the stability above everything else, all the turmoil underneath.
Yeah.
And she still has to tell them to go and form a government and.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And then having sort of watched The Crown, it's lovely to see how she dealt with some of these prime ministers over the years.
Yeah, I think there may be a bit of dramatic license there, but no,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, definitely,
her,
yeah.
You know, she has extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
And what service to her country for all those years she's been entirely dedicated, and as you say, had you know, probably lost count of the number of prime ministers that have come and gone in her time.
Do you know what sort of things they've got in mind to celebrate?
Well, we'll be trying to match some of what's going to go on in UK locally.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of ideas at the moment. There are some sort of party type ones, like the big lunch, which has been run in Commonwealth countries the last few years, which is. Has some flex to it, but it could be a sort of charitable event where we gather a large number of people to have a sort of street party, a
mm-hmm.
lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
It can be something charitable, or it can be something to give a voice to some local groups or NGOs, however we want to use that. We're going to look and see whether we might do something with that here.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, the Queen's birthday party coming up.
Do we get two this year? Do we get birthday party and Jubilee?
No, we're going to combine it. We're looking at that in June. But then there are other things. So there are other things like the Queen's Canopy, which again was launched some years ago, which has a serious aspect to it, of course, which is in support of COP26
and
forests and all of that. So we may try and do some related tree planting somehow here. If it be welcome, we'll work with some local NGOs or government to work out what would be practical here. So yeah, we're going to have plenty of celebrations here.
Oh, wonderful! Look forward to that.
You know, and we don't forget that, of course, Panama was the first country that Her Majesty visited after
she acceded
to the throne.
That's right.
It was in, I think, November 1953 when she came with.
Perhaps she'll do that then, as a sort of. You know,
wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Sadly,
eh?
She hasn't travelled for a few years now, but.
That would have probably been the Britannia.
Sorry?
That would have probably been in the Britannia in those days, possibly.
She came off a royal yacht.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure whether it was but yeah, absolutely right. So. You know, so that when I talk about strong links and old links and historic links, absolutely they're there. And people still have brought up her visit to me several times and other royal visits we've had since then. Of course, we'd like another one. I'll be working on that to see whether we can attract a member of the royal family here during my time.
No, absolutely. That would be nice. Perhaps the heir to the throne.
Who knows?
You never know, that's it. And I mean, another thing... Ambassador, you know, you've had a chance now to settle in. You've got your feet under the desk. Where do you see the economic ties, the business ties that can be generated with Panama from the UK?
Well, I talked to my counterpart in London, Ambassador Royo, about this on a fairly regular basis, because we both want to see trade growing still further, particularly in this, you know, if I can call it post-COVID period, this time certainly since the worst impacts of COVID have hit. And we've seen economies picking up. We've seen the economy in Panama, growth is leading the way in this part of the world, in the same way that growth in the UK is leading the European pack. So there is the growth there, but we, you know, and we do a decent amount of trade between our two countries. It's about, last figures we had was about £250 million, in both directions. So it's not bad. But
what are the main things that we're trading?
As a bunch of different things. Vehicles is one, for example. Food, beverages in both directions. A lot of fruit from here ends up in UK supermarkets. I certainly suddenly became very conscious of that before I came here. Went to buy my bananas from the local supermarket, and they all had Panama written on them.
Yeah.
So. So there's lots, and there's lots of trade in services inevitably, too, as we're both sort of service economists.
I mean, you mentioned earlier on sort of being up in Boquete, of course, the coffee, which is absolutely some of the most expensive and
extraordinary
it's coffee.
It's an amazing story.
I mean, I remember even when I came here at that time, you know, if you wanted the top end coffee, it was Jamaican Blue Mountain
coffee
or something.
Yeah.
That's common, you know.
With geisha coffee and all of that. No,
exactly. Yeah.
It's a world leader. So, yeah. And that story needs to be told a bit more broadly. I would say.
I'm sure Fortnum and Mason would like some Harrods. And
I need to find out whether they're already doing it. If not, they should be the top end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think there's lots of opportunity. I think we had a minister for British Minister for Exports came a little bit after I saw you last time, and he was excited by the prospect. So we're signing various agreements. We have an agreement on sustainable growth, on clean growth, which we're pushing through, which is broader than just trade, but it includes trade elements, of course. That's to follow up on the climate work that was done at COP26 and how we push that agenda along, make sure it stays on track. So we have various tricks up our sleeve which we're pushing.
What about the financial sector? I mean, when I came here, we used to have Midland Bank used to be here, Lloyds Bank used to be here. Then, of course, Lloyds Bank eventually, they went, but we had, then it became HSBC.
Right.
And we've now got nothing.
No, it's true, and I'm interested in trying to attract City of London back here. I think part of that, though, is slightly reputational, and indeed the work that we're doing on illicit finance and anti-money laundering regulations and all of that. Of course, Panama is undergoing a review by the Financial Action Task Force as we speak. It has, as the government knows, plenty of work still to do on regulations that need to be put in place to meet those international standards and ensure that it maintains its international reputation. We're very actively engaged on that with the government. We provide technical assistance in various areas to help them to build the capacity that is needed here and to build the expertise that is needed here to meet those standards. So those sorts of steps need to be put in place first. But then I think then that opens the way for more from the City of London to come back and engage again.
Yeah, I remember in the EU I had a bunker supply ship, and that was mortgaged through Midland, Midland Marine.
It's something I'd like to see back, but we've got to build that reputation on the side again first and make sure that Panama is right up to the standard that it needs to be.
And, of course, the same old one which keeps coming up, and everybody in basketball, we're trying. Airlines.
Ah. It's in all our interests.
I think the expression on your face is something. Yes, we know that one.
We all know that, don't we? We would love a direct flight to London. And again, I think this is one I've discussed with my counterpart in London. We'll... she had done some initial work on it to do some research to see whether we could somehow attract Virgin or an airline here. So I think we need to return to that and see whether we can open that discussion again and see if it's possible. It strikes me as crazy. This Panama is connected directly to so many places in the world.
Yeah. And Europe.
And to various in Europe.
Yeah.
We need that direct flight. There's no
So what are your aspirations? I mean, since the beginning of the year, we just sort of got into, just got into February. Good grief, we're nearly at the end of February already. What were you saying when you came in? What's happened to the time?
Yeah, exactly.
What would be on the top of your wish list of things to accomplish with regards to sort of the economy?
This year.
Well, any time, you know, just sort of, you know, well, you know, before I go, I'd really like to do this.
Yeah, I think I'm still a few months in. I'm still really finalising main objectives for the time, for the years I'm here. I want to see that. I want to see that economic recovery continue in the right path, inevitably. And I want to see both our countries benefit from it and to see trade jump up, I think. You know, we have strong interest from British companies in Panama, but it's a long way from home.
Have you seen any sort of change or anything more aggressive with regards to the way we are overseas now since Brexit? Because we're well out of that. We now to sort of stand up and
we're
fight
fighting,
for ourselves.
Yeah, we're fighting hard for everything. And of course, you know, one big change was that we came out of the EU association agreement with Central America. So that was, you know, between the six countries of Central America and 28 in the EU. We negotiated our own transitional arrangement. So we have a UK Central America association agreement. So suddenly we are one country dealing with six.
Instead of being
one of a large number trying to negotiate. So we can be much more direct and forceful and clear about what we want rather than having to compromise in any way with other partners, which I hope will lead to a more effective agreement and so on. We're just about to get into some further discussions with the region on that agreement. It rolled over, so it means that our trade is not affected, but there are other pillars around that, around cooperation and political work that we can do together. So those have never really operated under the EU agreement, so we want to see them operate under the British one. And as I say, it gives us a choice, it gives us the chance with being just one voice to be able to say very clearly what's on our minds and what we want to see. And make sure it's a win-win for us, so we both sides benefit. So we, you know, those sorts of areas, absolutely, and that gives us an umbrella, if you like, for a lot of our trade effort, commercial effort in Panama and the wider region. We're an open trading economy. My government, my Prime Minister, have been extremely clear that, you know, we'd be fighting for Britain for trade all across the globe, and that certainly includes Panama.
And by the way, with a smile on my face, the Prime Minister does like a party.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Because the thing is as well, you're here in Panama, but your mandate is for other countries in the region, correct?
Organise ourselves regionally, which we do to an extent, I oversee Central America, the Central America network, if you like. Why I sound a bit hesitant about that is because it doesn't always make sense for those Central American countries to be working together. Sometimes other, you know, there are other agendas, other allies in the region, so maybe it makes more sense to work with Mexico in some areas rather than with Panama. I do have sort of oversight of the six Central American countries. So we do try and think in those regional terms, whether partly on trade, but in other areas too, where there are sort of regional agendas, like on climate change. Of course, we have the new protected maritime area that's been announced regionally at COP26, and we're working with the governments already on that and how we can help in governance and surveillance and so the real implementation of that protected marine area, which is such a brilliant initiative.
Oh, absolutely.
So pleased to hear it. So there are some areas where it makes sense to work regionally, and some of the time to be totally focused on Panama. Pursuing our objectives here.
And of course, the old expression my granny used to say is, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
It's true.
So, you know, apart from your work life, if you do get any time, what do you like to do with your spare time?
We try to do a little bit of travel. Mm-hmm. I have a, as well as my wife here, I have a 7-month-old baby.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she takes up a delightful amount of time, of course. But no, we like to travel around. So we've also been up to Bocas del Toro, which is lovely.
Mm.
Felt different again, very Caribbean,
yeah.
Very laid back, yeah. and was very nice, very relaxed, and beautiful. Taking sort of a day trip or two out in a boat to see
some
of that. It's just very relaxing and beautiful, which is nice to take away from the pressures of this, for sure. So, and that's what I'd like to do a bit more of. I am thinking about taking up golf, which is a phrase I never thought I'd hear myself say. But I might give that a try. It's good to have some other things.
Good luck. I mean, I did the same when I was here, when I sort of, because I'd never sort of really played golf before. But when I came here, I thought, yeah, you know, why not? It's good for business. It's good, right. You know. It was the most frustrating thing I ever did in my, you know. There is no way you go onto a golf course and come off feeling relaxed.
It's just you and the ball, and
it's just you and the ball, and the ball has a mind of its own anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, understood. That's why I'm.
Good luck.
That's why I haven't said I'm definitely doing this. I'm thinking about it.
Well, of course, you've got with Guy, you've got an in-house tutor.
Absolutely right, and if he's happy to take me on, that would be great. So I'm thinking about doing that too, but. Yeah, otherwise, I mean, the days are busy, Jerry. There's a lot to do here. It's a busy agenda. I'm really keen to do it. Diplomat's life is always a busy one when you're overseas, mm-hmm. never off mm-hmm. duty. It could be things at the weekend. It could be things in the evening. You're never quite sure.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I mm-hmm. do try and preserve one day a week when I do no work, but that could be difficult sometimes.
Well, Ambassador Tim Stew, His Excellency, thank you so very much for coming back and chatting with us on The Breakfast Show. And do you listen, by the way, when you...
I do.
Oh, you do? I just wanted to check before, you know, just before. It makes a big difference.
It does. Jerry, thanks so much.
No, you're more than welcome.
Great to see you again. Always great to have a chat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, our special guest this morning, that's His Excellency. His Excellency, the British Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, Tim Stew. I got a little bit of a couple of seconds gap, so we're going to do a little bit of... Don't know if you recognise this. Hit and Miss. The John Barry 7. There we go, that is the John Barry 7 and Hit and Miss, which was the theme tune to a programme where they used to go on. They used to play all the new records and they used to vote it, will it be a hit or will it be a miss? So that's how it all came about. And by the way, John Barry 7, yes, the same John Barry who went on to write music for a lot of the James Bond movies, etc. And that's it, that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks to My special guest, His Excellency Tim Stew, the British Ambassador, the UK Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. And sorry we didn't have Andreas this morning. He couldn't make it. I guess work got involved. So anyway, he'll no doubt be back with us next week. Thanks, as always, to my producer here in Breakfast Show Studios, social media giant and everything else, to Yasmin, to also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her little bit this morning. She's making her way back to Panama today, so she'll be back in Hawaii, no doubt, tomorrow. So we'll be doing a, well, she might still be in the city, but an everyday story of country folk when she's in El Valle. Thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. And not forgetting my co-producer, Neil Danby, still over there in the UK. He hopes to be back. I spoke to him the other day. He hopes to be back with us around about the 7th of March, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. And the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, well, just keep safe. You've still got to keep wearing your mask, face shield if you're going on public transport. Keep away from other people, that's the main thing. And keep washing your hands. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then. Oh, by the way, don't forget, remember, I want to be talking to you. Not talking about you. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.